A brutal Sax arrives at 5:18 a.m., showing a physicist's corpse branded with an impossible symbol, one that reads identically right side up or upside down. The word Illuminati shouldn't exist in the modern world, yet here it is, seared into human flesh. Robert Langdon, a Harvard symbologist more comfortable with dusty manuscripts than crime scenes, finds himself thrust into a nightmare where centuries-old conspiracies collide with cutting-edge physics. Leonardo Vetra lies dead at CERN, his eye surgically removed to bypass security protecting humanity's most dangerous creation, antimatter, with the explosive power of a small nuclear bomb. The timing is catastrophic. The Pope has just died, and cardinals worldwide have gathered in Vatican City to elect his successor. Now, someone has stolen that antimatter and hidden it somewhere beneath Rome's ancient streets, set to detonate at midnight. What makes this scenario pulse with urgency is how Brown weaves historical truth into his fiction. The Illuminati truly existed as an Enlightenment brotherhood of scientists persecuted by the Catholic Church. Galileo really was tried for heresy. These threads of reality anchor the conspiracy in something disturbingly plausible, transforming what could be mere thriller mechanics into a meditation on how old wounds between science and religion continue bleeding into our present. Four cardinals, the preferiti most likely to become pope, have vanished. An anonymous caller promises to murder them publicly, one each hour, branded with ancient symbols representing earth, air, fire, and water. The killer follows the Path of Illumination, a secret route designed by Bernini and Galileo that once guided initiates to the Brotherhood sanctuary, now transformed into a roadmap for ritual murder. Langdon and Vittoria Vetra, the murdered physicist's daughter, race through Rome's architectural palimpsest. At Santa Maria del Popolo, they find the first cardinal buried alive, mouth packed with dirt, branded with an ambigram spelling earth. In St. Peter's Square, the second victim has punctured lungs, branded air. Each murder site corresponds to an element, creating a cross-shaped pattern mocking Christianity itself. Brown's incorporation of actual Roman landmarks, real churches, genuine Bernini sculptures, visitable artworks, elevates standard thriller fare into immersive historical scrutiny. The treasure hunt culminates at Castel San Angelo, where Langdon confronts the assassin, discovering who's orchestrating this elaborate revenge. Leonardo Vetra embodied something rare, a Catholic priest who was also a particle physicist. His research aimed to recreate the Big Bang, providing scientific evidence for Genesis itself. Science and religion are not at odds, he believed. Science is simply too young to understand. His antimatter research represented the possibility of synthesis until someone murdered him for it. This tension crackles through every conversation. When Vittoria challenges Camerlino Carlo Ventresca about the church's historical opposition to science, he responds with surprising nuance. Religion is flawed because man is flawed. He argues science advances without moral guidance, creating technologies that outpace our ethical frameworks. We've developed the capacity to edit genes and split atoms before consensus on when we should. Both institutions face existential crises. The Catholic Church confronts declining relevance. CERN scientists grapple with discoveries that could revolutionize or destroy civilization. The real-life CERN now hosts dialogues between scientists and religious leaders, while Pope Francis takes progressive positions on climate change and evolution. Brown's novel anticipated this evolution, where traditional antagonisms yield to nuanced interaction. The antimatter itself becomes the perfect metaphor, humanity's highest scientific achievement that could either illuminate or annihilate. The shocking truth? Camerlengo Carlo Ventresca orchestrated everything. Raised by the Pope unaware they were father and son, Carlo was devastated to discover the pontiff used in vitro fertilization to conceive while maintaining his celibacy vow. In Carlo's rigid worldview, this was unforgivable hypocrisy. His scheme unfolded methodically, poisoning the Pope, hiring the assassin, stealing the antimatter, kidnapping the preferiti. each step manufactured a crisis designed to position himself as Vatican City's savior. What makes the Camerlengo compelling is his genuine belief he's doing God's work. "I am not ashamed of the means," he declares, "only the ends." This rationalization echoes throughout history, from the Crusades to modern extremism, wherever faith divorces from compassion. Brown forces us to consider how easily noble intentions justify atrocity when wielded by those claiming moral authority. The Camerlengo's spectacular suicide, setting himself ablaze on the Vatican balcony, becomes the ultimate expression of fanaticism, transforming death into theatrical martyrdom. Brown's most innovative contribution may be his use of ambigrams, words designed to read identically from different angles. When murdered cardinals are branded with elemental ambigrams spelling earth, air, fire, and water, the symbols become both murder weapons and philosophical statements, demonstrating how noble pursuits can be twisted toward dark ends. The novel saturates Rome with symbolic dualities. The antimatter canister represents both creation and destruction. Vatican City embodies contradictions: immense wealth amid professions of humility, ancient traditions alongside modern security systems. Christian churches often stand atop ancient Roman temples, while Bernini sculptures contain subtle mathematical references beneath their religious imagery. These layered meanings invite us to look beyond surface appearances. In our symbol-saturated world, where religious icons inspire devotion and corporate brands trigger consumer behavior, understanding symbolic manipulation becomes essential to maintaining intellectual freedom. Brown transforms Rome into a character embodying the novel's central tensions. From the Vatican's secret archives to the underground necropolis beneath St. Peter's Basilica, from the Pantheon's perfect proportions to Santa Maria della Vittoria's Baroque excesses, each location carries historical and symbolic weight. Rome emerges as a palimpsest where pagan temples became Christian churches, where Renaissance masters embedded scientific principles in religious commissions, and where ancient tunnels connect sacred sites to centers of secular power. Brown's Rome contrasts opulent churches with poverty, spiritual devotion with political calculation, ancient rituals with modern media coverage, juxtapositions that mirror the novel's themes about institutions struggling to maintain relevance. His detailed descriptions evoke vivid memories for visitors and inspire trips for those who haven't experienced Rome, transforming historical research into living environments that bridge past and present. Cardinal Mortati's elevation to Pope embodies a middle path between tradition and progress, a leader who engages with rather than rejects scientific advancement. His character, alongside Langdon and Vittoria's collaboration, demonstrates how individuals from different intellectual traditions can work productively while maintaining distinct perspectives. The novel's questions have intensified since publication. Artificial intelligence, genetic engineering, and quantum computing challenge traditional ethical frameworks as religious institutions struggle to maintain relevance. The antimatter plot encapsulates this duality. Humanity's highest scientific achievement simultaneously demonstrates our capacity for destruction. Rome's setting, where ancient catacombs lie beneath modern laboratories, perfectly captures these tensions. Brown suggests the path forward lies not in choosing between faith and reason, but in finding ways for these perspectives to inform each other. The greatest danger isn't science or faith itself, but the absolutism that refuses dialogue, the certainty that rejects doubt, the conviction that justifies violence. True wisdom recognizes that both empirical investigation and spiritual reflection offer partial truths, and that human flourishing requires embracing this complexity rather than fleeing toward comfortable extremes.